This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're at full compliment today. This is the DJV program. Hi, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen on board to go through some of the items of the day. It's impossible for us to touch on to every single story, every single thing that's happening, but we try to find the highlights. And thus, Jennifer brings us into the hour with more highlights than she has in her hair.
That's a lot of highlights, by the way. All right, trending in California. I live in California, but this is a story I think that has ramifications for the whole country. Governor Gavin Newsom, our newly elected governor, did something very controversial this week when he signed an executive order that puts a moratorium on the death penalty in California. He called it the culmination of a personal 40-year journey. Now, he spoke about meeting some men that were imprisoned in San Quentin State Prison. He talked about some of the people that he had met along the way. The problem is, and this is where the controversy lies, is that there's 737 Californians right now awaiting execution. And back in 2016, Californians voted on a proposition to ensure that California was using the death penalty. So believe it or not, liberal California actually voted to continue its death penalty policy for the very worst of offenders. Gavin Newsom is now even getting some blowback from his own party, going against the will of the voters to pass this moratorium on the death penalty. Now, this one's a sticky issue. For me, it's a gray issue as far as the death penalty, but I think it's an interesting question. If there is a vote, if there is a proposition that was voted on by the state just to, like, not even 3 years ago, is it appropriate for the governor to come in and rule with an executive order to change that law? And I think that's the debate that's happening very publicly in our state and probably carries over to the national conversation about where executive powers lie. Now, he's in his right to do it. He's in his legal right to do it. But is it politically the right thing to do for the people that he represents is the question.
Well, he can't change the law. He can only just kind of pause.
Put it on hold.
Everything.
Well, he puts a moratorium on it. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But it doesn't change the law. It doesn't get rid of capital punishment. But my question is, what's he actually going to be doing during this pause button moment? Are they going to be reviewing cases? Because he does make a great point that the death penalty, I'm very against the death penalty, and he said, and for these reasons, too, it's totally discriminated against people who are mentally ill or minorities and people who can't afford the right legal representation. So it's fine to put a pause on this, but what is he actually going to be doing to fix the problem?
I don't know that there's anything that's going to be done. It's just a pause. He said that this is his personal journey to end the death penalty. It's his personal journey to end it, certainly in this state. So I don't think there's going to be any reviews. There's nobody. I think everybody stays on death row. But there are some pretty bad guys on here. Some of them, maybe the most famous name on our death row in California is Scott Peterson, who killed his wife, Lacey.
How many others before that?
He's still on death row?
Of course. Nobody's been killed in the state of California.
Okay,
here's where I get a little, and just to, and then right back to you. But Richard Ramirez, who is a night stalker, who terrified the hell out of me when I was a kid because he was in my neighborhood going house by house, and he was a serial killer. And he killed one of my best friend's grandparents. And he was on death row, and he should have been put to death. Now, he died of natural causes. He died of, like, hepatitis or something because God knows what he was doing. He was eating his victims' eyeballs and all this stuff. But should that guy be alive? And that's where I really, when I know the victims' families, it hurts me for them because as strange as it is, and again, this is a very personal thing, that was closure for them, and it's closure for a lot of victims' families that I think is being overlooked here, and that's too bad. That's a shame.
All right. So in my way of thinking, the system is so broken anyway. It takes so long to get justice instead of swift justice and justice for all. We have neither. And so this circumstance that we find in a number of states, California included, and you're right, it seems because California generally is so liberal, that, and most liberals, as a matter of course, don't like the death penalty. I don't like it, but it hasn't got anything to do with politics. It has to do with the way the system works. There are lots of crooks. There are a lot of bad people who are in the jurisprudence business. Lawyers, police officers, there just are. And they're corrupt. They get people because they want to have a kill, and they don't necessarily always get the right guy, as has been proven time after time after time with the use of DNA evidence. So all of these people, unless there's really no question, and I don't know how you get there, unless it's somebody like Peterson or some of the other guys, the Boston Strangler, I remember him, Albert DeSalvo, some of these people that you just, and people who kill police officers, I don't really give a damn about them. I don't want justice. I want vengeance.
See, the law won't discriminate like that.
I know it doesn't, and that's the problem with the law. It's supposedly the blind eye of justice isn't giving us justice. There are too many people who have been, after 30 years, one guy, remember last year, 40 years he was in the slammer for something he didn't do. And we find this because of the imperfections of man, the imperfections of the system created by men, and thus we then look ourselves in the mirror and say, really? Is this fair? Is this justice? What happens to the real bad guys that get away? And in this circumstance, are all 737 people on death row guilty? I don't know.
If you go by percentages, probably not. Yeah. If you
probably
look at
not.
The percentage of people that have post-conviction trials and that are overturned, there are innocent people sitting there.
Now, the other side of it is that even though I don't like the death penalty, there is, beside vengeance, there are some people, I'm a hardcore. When it comes down to some of this stuff, I'm very hardcore. And make Jennifer look like...
I'm surprised you use the word vengeance. I've never heard that word
vengeance.
Coming from you.
Yeah, vengeance. I think when you kill somebody out of complete spite... So, like, let's take this situation. The guy from the Gambino crime family, Frankie Boy Kelly, was shot 5 times outside of his home. Why would you even bother to try to find the guy who killed him? This particular crime boss, responsible for apparently hundreds of deaths of the people from the other crime families, and so this was just payback.
They have their own system of justice.
They have their own system of justice, okay. So, leaving that aside, but that's vengeance, you see, and I think that it has a place, whether you admit it or not, it has a place in our psyche. You want to get somebody, if someone just comes up to somebody else. We had a story recently about a mother that got killed who was pregnant. I don't remember what the circumstance, just pops out of my head. Whoever did that, pop them. Get rid of them. And never mind the system. Get it through the system as fast as possible and get rid of them. These people, there's a difference, and you can say, well, who are you to judge on whether somebody... I'm just telling you what my personal feelings are, whether you like the judgment or you don't like the judgment. I think that there are some people that do such grievous things, raping a minor, death to somebody who does that. Selling drugs that kill people, death to those people. You just make sure you got the right guy, and then you get rid of them. Why the hell should you and I pay $40,000 a year to keep these people in jail for the rest of their lives? Look at how long Manson was in jail. I mean, those are the people. What are we paying for them for?
He should have been also on our death row.
Right. He should have been killed years ago. Look at what he did to those people. Why is he still alive? So this is a sticky issue that is never going to be something that we all agree on. It just isn't. But I have, these people, I don't like Newsom at all. I think he's a horror show on wheels. But in this circumstance, whatever his reason is, and then the foolishness about lethal injection and how long it takes to find the right stuff, and we can't get the right, I mean, you can go to any veterinarian and find the stuff that puts dogs to sleep. It's the same stuff they use to put people to sleep. So what do we, all that stuff is nonsense. It becomes nonsensical. It becomes very political. And so, you know,
well, it is political. It's my reasons for being against the death penalty here have nothing to do with politics. It's my spiritual belief. And even amongst families of victims, there was a great documentary. I forget the name of it, but they interviewed families of victims of serial killers and murderers. And even amongst those families, they were divided on whether they actually got closure or not from having the perpetrator killed. And in more cases than not, the family said, you know, at the end of the day, I don't have any more closure because the guy died. It still haunts.
It doesn't bring the other person back.
No. And a lot of people feel like, oh, it's going to give you closure. And really, they've done a lot of studies on that. It actually doesn't. So
it's not that. It's just like getting them and getting them out of there. You and I have similar spiritual beliefs. And I argue with myself about this stuff, but I just don't have any tolerance for drug dealers, rapists, murderers that you know did it. You just get rid of them. And especially depending on who it is sometimes. I mean, I don't know if that's fair, but the system isn't fair anyway. I'm not worried about fairness. I'm worried about getting them off the street, getting them away from society, and frankly, what the bill is at the end of the day. That's what sort of enters into my mind, so. Anyway, it's a very interesting reality, Jennifer, that you bring to us. So you got an A+ for the star. How's that?
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Later on in the hour, we have some gossip, actually a couple of very important rumors have been circulating, and we're going to put a stop to those rumors right here on the DJV program, which is 18 after the hour.
She used to play hide-and-seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
This message is brought to you by Gardetto's. Searching for a snack with bold flavors that won't leave you overly full? Well, then you'll love the new Gardetto's Crisps, General Mills' latest addition to its list of all-star snacks. The light and crispy texture of Gardetto's Crisps are sure to be a hit with Gardetto's fans and first-timers alike. This one-of-a-kind family recipe has been crafted over the years from the family bakery in Wisconsin and continues to stay true to the original flavor recipe. Inspired by the Gardetto snacks everyone loves, these bite-sized crackers are now available in convenience stores nationwide in two bold flavors, original and peppercorn ranch. Head to www.generalmills.com for more information and to print a coupon for $1 off Gardetto's crisps to redeem at participating convenience stores. And don't forget to follow the brand on Twitter at Gardetto's. That's Gardetto's, G-A-R-D-E-T-T-O-S. Again, that's Gardetto's, G-A-R-D-E-T-T-O-S.
My neighbors always ask me, hey, Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotch Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is 4 easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. A 2% fee received as discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So, even though I'm not a fan, I do kind of recognize Alicia Keys, the music news here on the DJB program. Spend some time every hour, as you know, with the music news, some current, sometimes some past musical fixtures. It's Alicia Keys we start with now, and she's got a memoir coming out in November. It's actually going to be published by Oprah Winfrey's company, Flatiron Books, announcing that Keys' More Myself, name of the book, released on my birthday, November 5th, through the Winfrey Book Company. Flatiron calling the memoir a 360-degree perspective on her life from her childhood in Hell's Kitchen. That's a neighborhood in Manhattan to her Grammy-winning rise. Keys said in a statement that she was ecstatic to share her life story along with her sister, mentor, and friend, Oprah. Really? Sister?
She calls every female a sister. That's how she...
Every black female or every sister?
Every female. Yep.
Winfrey said she was a longtime Keys fan, adding Alicia has navigated the spotlight pressures of fame while retaining a humble and beautiful spirit. I'm honored she chose to share her personal story, a hashtag more myself through my imprint. You can read on it on November 5th, and it's available for pre-order now at AliciaKeysBook.com. So if you're an Alicia Keys fan, there you go. Whoopee. Whoopity-doo. All right, I am a fan of Hugh Jackman's, who the announcement was made this week. He's going to lead the Broadway revival of The Music Man. This guy kind of, I think there's something about him that you don't expect. Whether, you know, he's sort of multi-talented.
Well, I feel the same way. I mean, I remember growing up with him in X-Men, and you see him, this huge, muscular guy as Wolverine. Yeah. You don't really expect to see him in all these musicals.
Yes, right, exactly. The talent, he's got a nice sort of a good spread of available talent.
Yes, he does have a good spread.
I like him as The Greatest Showman. I thought that was quite a good movie and very different from what I've... I don't look at the Wolverine movies and all that stuff. I don't like those kind of movies. I was a little reluctant to go see The Greatest Showman, and then I thought, wow, this was really quite good. So, those of you who remember 76 from Bones in the Big Parade, as a... here we go. Look, speak. And there it is. Crank it up, Kara. From the Music Man. So this is Jackman's first Broadway musical in 16 years. The cast of this revival of The Music Man, which first came out in 1957. He plays Professor Harold Hill, the con man who comes to the small town in Iowa, River City, posing as a boys' marching band organizer and intends to abscond with the cash he collects for the instruments and the uniforms. He says, the first musical I was ever a part of was The Music Man. The year was 1983. I was at Knox Grammar School in Sydney, Australia. I was one of the traveling salesmen. I think I can actually remember the opening number. And then he added, the idea of bringing The Music Man back to Broadway has been lurking in the back of my mind for a long time, maybe even for 35 years. When Hollywood producer Scott Rudin called me with the idea, I was floored. To be doing this is a huge thrill. He's already proven himself to be, as I said, pretty good when it comes to blockbuster ticket sales. Since the Broadway debut of the bio musical The Boy from Oz, I don't remember that. Anybody go to see that?
I did not see it, but it was a huge hit.
Yeah. This guy was responsible for Hello, Dolly, starring Bette Midler, and Rudin was. So he's
that
got chops
records
on Broadway. So good for him. The Majestic Theaters, where it premiered in 1957. This is going to be fun. All right, so congratulations to Hugh Jackman, 28 after the hour.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
President Trump's new tax law cut your taxes by $5 trillion. Now you can reduce your taxes to zero. The best-selling guide, The Trump Tax Cut by Eva Rosenberg, shows you how, with tax deductions, loopholes, and money-saving secrets. One loophole gives a 20% cut in your tax rate. Newsmax says, get The Trump Tax Cut. In bookstores or see the free offer and save almost $25. Go online now to TrumpTaxCut.com. That's TrumpTaxCut.com or call 800-NEWSMAX.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for seven or eight passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level and...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Mosque massacre. Breaking news out of New Zealand, where there have been mass shootings at two mosques in the city of Christchurch. At least 27 people killed, and that number unfortunately expected to rise. The gunman, believed to be a 28-year-old Australian, opening fire in the packed mosque and live streaming the horror as more bodies found at a second mosque. The Prime Minister of the country calling it New Zealand's darkest day. Now, witnesses report hearing 50 shots from a semi-automatic rifle at the Al-Noor Mosque, where many people were inside for Friday prayers. Those able to get out telling reporters on scene, there is blood everywhere, and the gunman was firing at children. We learned the suspected gunman, posting an 87-page manifesto on social media before the killings, describing them as a terrorist attack. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With VantagePoint software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. VantagePoint has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. VantagePoint software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, VantagePoint is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with VantagePoint software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Three voices, three views. Actually, there's four when you count me, Doug Steffen, and Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen here on the DJV program. Check out our latest podcast, the discussion of the college admission scheme, who's involved, how they're involved, and whether or not they ought to be sent to the slammer. The story of Kim Kardashian pledging to pay the bills of a man released under the new prison reform law, kind of a, I thought that was a sweet story, nicely done, yeah. Frankly. And then the latest on the Boeing 737 MAX 8 fleets, who's on the ground, who's not. Actually, I think the plane pretty much grounded, period. Pet expert Warren Eckstein revealing why your cat or dog is fat. You feed them too much. That's
called
why.
The T word, treats.
Yes. All right, check it all out, djvshow.com, on demand at iTunes. Just search for the DJV Show. Now, Victoria is going to do her job on the DJV program, bringing us up to date on an important story.
Yes, well, we're here in the U.S. and, of course, in Ireland. Everyone's gearing up for St. Patrick's Day, and that will be on Sunday, March 17th, I believe. Is it?
This
or
Sunday?
Is it Saturday?
No, it's Sunday.
It's Sunday.
Sunday the 17th. And yeah. So in America, this is an interesting new study by the National Retail Federation. It shows that St. Patrick's Day is actually becoming more popular than ever. And Americans last year, this is nuts, Americans last year spent $6 billion on St. Patrick's Day and all things related to it. And 10 years before that, in 2009, they only spent $3.3 billion. So we've doubled
and
our budget.
Wonder why we have no savings.
Right. We've doubled our budget on St. Patrick's Day. WalletHub actually predicts that this year's number will be slightly less than $6 billion. It will be $5.6 billion spent on St. Patrick's Day. And an estimated 13 million pints of Guinness will be consumed worldwide on March 17th. That is an 890% increase.
You're going to be sure I'll be there drinking it up. Whoa-wee.
Yep. And the other interesting thing is, normally in the past, older people have celebrated St. Patrick's Day a lot more than younger people. However, that has changed. 72% of 18 to 35-year-olds are planning to celebrate, which is actually, that's a huge increase in the, it said in the same demographic of 18 to 35, 86% of women and 82% of men will be celebrating and plan to wear green regardless of where they live. And Uber is actually teaming up with Mothers Against Drunk Driving to encourage everyone to party safely, plan ahead, get a designated driver, or take an Uber.
Well, apparently day of the week doesn't matter either, because a coworker asked me if I was celebrating Drunk Irish Day, and I was like, it's a Sunday. I'd been thinking about going out on Saturday night. But no, if you're truly Irish and you're really celebrating, it doesn't matter, and you still get drunk on a Sunday.
So true. Yeah. I've seen it when St. Patrick's Day is on a Tuesday in New York. It's just, it's not a good place to be in New York City for that parade.
And while we're over on that side of the pond, interesting to get the update on what the British Parliament is doing with Brexit or not Brexit, to be or not to be, that's the question, or to get a deal or not to get a deal. So the Parliament has ruled out a no-deal Brexit. Now, do you understand what that means? This is the situation is such that at least until today or this week, it seemed that there would be no extension. The UK would have to get out of the EU at the end of the month. Now, there seems to be some flexibility in that, or they're asking for some time. Prime Minister May's Brexit plan went down in flames in a vote in Parliament this week. The sticking point is Northern Ireland and whether or not there's going to be a hard border with Ireland after Brexit, between Southern and Northern Ireland, or Ireland and Northern Ireland. And I'm going to Ireland in a couple of weeks. It'll be very interesting to see how this thing all plays out, as it could be a real fiasco for me and the other four hosts that I'm going with to get around, because we're supposed to go around the whole island, North and South Ireland, but we put a border there. And what does that do? They've been fighting, the Northern Irish, the Protestant Catholics have been fighting for as long as I can remember. You know, it goes back thousands of years. And so we're now going back to that, in a manner of speaking, in a modern world. How does that work?
How does this get to be this much of a mess? Well, the interesting thing is, on Monday, right before this vote, which, like you said, she lost, and it was a huge margin. But on Monday, Theresa May issued a statement saying that she and the European Commission had actually worked out the solution of the Northern Ireland border, and it didn't even matter. People just didn't even care at that point. And that was
a major sticking
point. They just don't want it.
They don't want to get out of the European Union. So why doesn't somebody just say that? And let's have another vote. Let's figure out how to fix this, because we changed our mind, or we didn't have all the facts, or we didn't really want to do it. We're just angry at the reality of the situation with illegal immigrants. See what all this trouble causes, all these illegal immigrants, and not having a plan to deal with them. The same here, the same. Look, Canadians now are having a problem with this. There are a lot of people now flowing into Canada that they don't know what to do with. So it's a huge international problem. You don't see too many people trying to get into Ethiopia, though, do you? That's, for whatever the reason, they're not leaving Europe to go to Ethiopia. Nope. Want to come to the land of good and plenty, or the lands, plural. I want to go back a little bit, Victoria, to something that you said that piqued my interest, because we always are talking about the different generations and how they look at things and whether this generation is different than that generation. There's a research paper out from Pew Research this week that is astounding, for me anyway. The question was asked of millennials and Generation Z Americans. That would be Jennifer, you. That would be all of you, except for me. I was going to say I'm a body bagger. I don't know where that came from.
What? Oh, man. It's only a tooth that's affected.
My tooth is really, what are you, get into my head. Anyway.
I don't know if that's a thing, hopefully.
Half of the millennials and Generation Z people who were interviewed for this research project said they would rather live in a socialist country than living the way America runs now. Half! And an even greater percentage believe that free enterprise results in higher earnings. So how do you have the two? This shows how bad the education is. They don't even understand what socialism is. They just want to hear Bernie say, free college for all!
Well, and to be fair, the education system is indoctrinating them to this way of thinking.
Awful. Yeah.
And they don't explain how our system works in its entirety. So I think it's scary because it is our country.
Scary.
This is the future. And socialism invites corruption. If you think capitalism is bad, at least capitalism puts people on a semi-equal playing field. Socialism, the government is directing things, and while it may look good in Sweden, look at it in Venezuela. All you need is one bad leader, and everything goes to the pits.
So this is a poll of 2,000 adults conducted last month. A millennials, Generation Z respondents, more likely than the national average to agree with the statement, I would prefer living in a socialist country. 37% said yes to that of the total of the millennial generation and Generation Z. 49.6% said they would rather. Nonetheless, more than two-thirds of the millennial and Generation Z people in the study agree free enterprise produces high earnings, only slightly lower than the national average. So 71%.
I think Jen nailed it. It's Sweden is what people are thinking of because you have socialized medicine. Everything's covered.
Scandinavia.
I was talking with a friend of mine yesterday. We were having lunch, and a friend of hers works for a company in New York that is based in France, and she's pregnant, and she's got 6 months of paid maternity leave, and because it's a French company, that's what you get, and that's what I have a friend who lives in Geneva, and she had like a week in the hospital that looks like it looked like a hotel when she had a baby. That's really what is affecting people when you think about. We have no paid maternity leave, no paid time off for parents. Things like that is where that's where people go in the socialist direction.
But we have become a socialized education state. And this goes back to the Reagan era. Now remembering what Reagan said about our educational. This is his farewell address before he left office. And he basically focused on the American spirit and American education and how he basically warned of the eradication of our memory of the past because we're not teaching any of this stuff in school. We have a real breakdown in reality in America, a real serious breakdown of reality. And so just that poll from Pew really just underscores it, frankly, I think. 45 after the hour. We'll take care of these rumors in a moment here.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Hello, this is America's healthcare advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so the cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon. Diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower, Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque, and the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrant Flash Regular Car Vehicle Segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cyber criminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
From the rumor mill, yes, Lady Gaga is expecting. And no, A-Rod is not cheating on J-Lo. That's basically it. We can do a ho-hum now. Actually, Gaga said that she was expecting her next album to be fabulous, LG6. She said, rumors I'm pregnant. Yeah, I'm pregnant with LG6.
That's much less exciting than an actual baby.
Yes.
I gotta say.
Exactly.
I just want her to get back with Taylor Kinney. Can they just please work it out? That's who she belongs with.
He lost his girlfriend on Chicago Fire, so he's free now.
Oh, okay.
As it turns out. Yeah. So anyway, Gaga, there's been a lot of talk about Bradley Cooper impregnating Gaga, and apparently she says
that
there's no
so
to
could
that.
Could
have done it just by looking at her. That's how intense they
right.
were.
We need
right.
to focus on this J-Lo thing, because this Jose
okay.
Canseco
yeah.
is nutso.
The turkey. His wife said that he doesn't
ex-wife.
Know what he's talking about. Ex-wife, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Alex is not cheating. She said, quote, those false accusations, Jose, and making it not true. I've known Alex for many years. I haven't even seen him for 5. I certainly did not sleep with him. I'm friendly with both he and Jennifer. As for Jose, he can keep playing with his alien friends.
So did he say that he was cheating with his wife or what? What was the accusation?
Yeah, he said that Alex cheated with his ex-wife, and she was like, no, I haven't even seen him in 5 years. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Although
right.
that ring was big enough to be a guilt ring, that's for sure.
There you go. I thought we were going to put these rumors to rest. 10 before the hour on the DJV show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With my pretty little girl.
St. Patrick's Day is all around us. We're having fun. Americans, like, well, people all around the world are celebrating St. Patrick's Day. And if you're interested in having a good time, it's time to start thinking about Ireland. That's what I'm thinking about. Great travel experiences all around the country. So I've invited Niall Gibbons, who runs Tourism Ireland, like a roving ambassador he is. Everything that's good, everything's green. One of the great things, Niall, about Ireland and the British Isles in general is it never really, I guess in the northern part of the country gets cold, but nothing ever really freezes. And I think that's one of the things I love about being in that part of the world. Not only the weather is interesting, the people are great, and I will tell you, the most memorable part of my last trip to Ireland was going to the Titanic exhibit in Belfast. And I understand it's been voted the world's leading tourist attraction. I would say having been there makes great sense. How many people can that thing take, that building, on a day in and day out basis?
The Titanic experience has been a fantastic addition to Ireland. It was built about 7 years ago, and it's already receiving 850,000 visitors a year. It's almost at peak capacity. So nothing more authentic than an actual visit to the Titanic center itself.
And you know, it was also a curiosity when I was there before. There's a huge warehouse on the upper end of the place where the Titanic was built. And when people found out it was where
many of the indoor scenes for Game of Thrones was shot. They wanted to go over and see if they could take a tour of that building.
Yeah, that's really an amazing phenomenon, because Game of Thrones started its first series back around 2012, and no one knew it was going to become the phenomenon that it is, more and more Emmy Awards than any other show. And we're very lucky to be working with HBO, and they've allowed us to use the term Northern Ireland's Game of Thrones territory in our campaigns. So we've had a terrific run. The 8th series of Game of Thrones goes out this year. It's the last in the series, and we've done some very innovative marketing campaigns around it, and it's really brought that part of the destination to a new generation that may not have had it on their map before.
Right. Okay, so in terms of general things, the Atlantic, the Wild Atlantic Way, which is a road trip that goes, we're supposed to be taking that on our trip to Ireland. Tell people what they see as you go. It's pretty much all around the country.
Absolutely. It's been called a journey along our nation's soul, actually, because it goes from the very top, from Derry, all the way around to the bottom of County Cork. It's 1,500 miles. You won't get it done in one go. I know in your one, you're doing the northern bit of the Wild Atlantic Way. You're going to be in Galway and Mayo and Sligo and Donegal, and you'll be mesmerized, I mean, really, by the natural landscapes that you'll see. That's one of the favorites, you know. You'll discover some great flavors along the Wild Atlantic Way, because the seafood, the restaurants, I mean, it's the local communities, it's the people, it's the music in the pubs. It's the real traditional rural Ireland, and it speaks to exactly what it is. It's wild, it's the Atlantic, and it's just a beautiful way that's well signposted and easy to get around. So historic buildings, lovely landscape, but above all, I think what people say to us, it's the warmth of the people, it's the authenticity. In a world where we're all hyper-connected on our phones and our TVs and our tablets, it's really a place that you can switch off and meet people and, you know, just go home feeling enriched.
One of the things that I enjoyed, and I'm looking forward to, frankly, again, in the travel, I'm not a drinker, but I do like, fortunately, the food that I eat and I enjoy doesn't show on me. And Ireland has lots of great food destinations, lots of great food. And I would imagine there are food tours of Ireland as well, yeah?
Absolutely. I'm glad you said that, because we receive about 2 million visitors from America every year. And the one thing that we seem to over-index on is the food experience, because people have a lot of images in their mind with regard to food. They think of Ireland, they think of potatoes and corned beef and cabbage and bacon. But it really isn't that anymore. It's really about the, you know, the ingredients, the fresh seafood, grass-fed beef. It really is terrific. It's about the fantastic experience, the chefs, the culinary schools, the walking food trails, and there are the gastropubs. But there really has been a culinary renaissance in Ireland with regard to food, and I think it's paying off in dividends, because the, you know, feedback we're receiving from people is that I haven't expected such a great experience, but it really was well ahead of my expectations.
All right, finally, those people who love golf, there are very few golfers that I know who haven't lusted over going to Ireland to play some of the links over there. So how many, the British Open is going to be played there this year. How many choices are there, more choices you can count to play golf over there?
Oh, there are over 400 courses in Ireland. We've got some of the top golf courses in the world, and the Open coming this year is one of the best showcases we'll ever have. So if you don't get to the Open itself, you're going to see it on television, you'll be able to come next year.
All right, great. Lots of info and certainly more to come when it comes to my trip in a few weeks. But happy St. Patrick's Day to Niall Gibbons, Chief Executive of Tourism Ireland, here on the DJV program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.